And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 6th edition. Hope you all had fun on Monday. It was a wild slate. The Astros pretty much sent Manoah back to AAA. That was fun. The A's and White Sox, interesting. Overall, yeah. But the Astros part was a lot of fun. Really, really enjoyed that one. Pitching-wise, yeah, you needed to stack the Marlins, apparently, with the Royals, because that was a mess. Some bad defense. But Garrett was not the guy we thought he was. But I'll go back to him again. Don't you worry. But all right, we have 12 games for you on Tuesday here, starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. There's three earlier games on their own little mini turbo slate. We have 12 games to talk about here, so let's get to the totals on this slate. Oh, real quick, you can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, BDentrek, if you have any questions there. White Sox, Yankees, 8.5. A's, Pirates, 8.5. D-backs, Nationals, 9.5. Astros, Jays, 8. Dodgers, Reds, Great American Small Park, 10.5. Red Sox, Guardians, 8. Mets, Braves, 9.5. Orioles, Brewers, 8.5. Cardinals, Rangers, 9.5. Giants, Rockies, Coors Field, 12. Cubs, Angels, 9.5. Mariners, Padres, 7.5. As you can tell, not great pitching. We actually have okay. I'll say we have okay. It's a 12-game slate. You got some decent pitching. But as a whole, we got some issues when it comes to the pitching on this slate. So let's get at it. Yeah, Kevin Gausman, $11,000 against the Houston Astros. If you want to go there, you can. I'm not going to. On a slate this size, I'm not going to be that cute. But I get it. If you're multi-entering, go Gausman anytime you want. You got a Houston Astros team with no Altuve, for one. And over the last few weeks, for right-handed pitching, nearly 21% K rate, 260 average, 204 ISO. I'll just pass. I'd rather go to Mitch Keller at 10-9 at home against the Oakland Athletics. Two kind of mediocre starts against the Giants and the Seattle Mariners on the road. Comes back home, gets the worst team in baseball, and the Oakland A's have now lost 15 games straight on the road, which is impressive. They're striking out over 28% of the time versus righties, 178 average, 066 ISO over the last 3 weeks. Keller, by far and away, is the best pay-up spot on the slate at 10-9. But you got Gausman, you got Hunter Brown facing Gausman, both good tournament pivots if you want to. And multi-entering, I'd have some Gausman and Brown for sure. But if you're doing, you know, single entry, three max, whatever, give me the Mitch Keller on this one, and I'll go that direction for sure. After Mitch Keller, now you go down like Logan Gilbert for San Diego is interesting at 99. I'll give you that. It's interesting. But I'm just going to kind of save some cash. In a tournament, I think Lucas Giolito at 89 is very enticing. We've seen an okay floor from Giolito. The season hasn't always been there. We've seen it from time to time, though. You know, he put up almost 28 points four starts back. He's $8,900, and he's going up against the Yankees. And I want to bring this up because they're striking out 25% of the time versus righties over the last 3 weeks, hitting .237. They do have the .201 ISO, so that's mainly Aaron Judge. And Aaron Judge may have a broken toe and might be out some time. So Giolito becomes an interesting tournament play at 89. Not a must play, but an interesting tournament play, to say the least. All right, do we go back to James Paxton or do we not? I think we do, folks. Three of his four starts have been over 20 DK points. I've been a big Paxton guy. He's got you five or more Ks in every start, five innings or more in three out of four. Those are the three good starts he had, and two runs or less from those three starts. Now he faces a Cleveland Guardians team that doesn't really scare you a lot at the plate. That's the funny thing. They don't strike out a ton usually. There's like no way. Holy shnikes. They're striking out less than 10%. They haven't faced a lot of lefties. I did the last 3 weeks, and they're still not facing a lot of lefties. 10% K rate, 318 average, 148 ISO. Let's just ignore that one. That's such a small sample. But Paxton at 86 has the tournament upside. Might have a higher upside than Giolito, potentially. Giolito might have a better floor, though. So Paxton 86 is totally fine. Now it gets to be even more fun. Clark Schmidt at $7,900 against the Chicago White Sox is a guy I've been talking about a lot. Curlin and I talked about him on Monday's Bench with Bubba. I talked about him on a few shows now. He put up 24 points last time. We were all over that against Seattle. He's got 19 or more in three of his last five. He's done a big pitch mix change over his last like seven or eight starts, ERA like 3.5 range. Been very, very effective in that regard. Now he goes up against a White Sox team that is playing better. I will admit that. But they are striking out 24% of the time with a .232 average and a .131 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Clark Schmidt at 79, definitely on the radar. Joey Musgrove at 78, good to see him put together back-to-back good starts at the Yankees and at Miami, basically 20 points in back-to-back starts. That's what we wanted to see from Musgrove, which has kind of been rocky since coming off the IL. Now he's at home against the Seattle Mariners. This could be a really good spot for Musgrove. Seattle striking out 27% of the time versus righties with a .216 average and a .143 ISO. So I like Joey Musgrove quite a bit at 78 as well. So you got some nice little 7K range guys here, kind of 8K guys that you can target. Now if you're looking for some value, we got Tommy Henry at 7K against the Washington Nationals. Henry was very great, good in his last start, 7 shutouts, 7 Ks against Colorado, struggled against Boston, really good at Philadelphia. So 2 of his last 3 starts have been outstanding. He's got you 5 or more Ks in those 2 starts, 2 home runs or less. Been very, very effective. And the start against Boston, let's grain of salt that one. He went in an inning in the third, and then there was like a something. I don't know what the heck happened because he didn't last much longer. I'm really confused now thinking about this one. Let's look a little deeper into this one. Was this a bullpen outing for Tommy Henry? Because that would make so much more sense. He's been – it's got to be a bullpen outing. Yeah, this is great radio, but we're going to get to the bottom of this before we wrap up quick hits because that doesn't make sense to throw an inning in the third. I thought Boston got to him, and then you look deeper, not so much the case. Yeah, it was a bullpen. That makes sense now. So his last 2 starts, he's 2 earned runs or less, 5 Ks or more, over five innings. He's given up 2 earned runs or less in 4 of his last 5 starts. That's been very, very promising. One of them was against Washington, 6 innings, 2 runs, 3 Ks. So I like Tommy Henry quite a bit at 7K if you're looking for a bit of a value here. And you got a Washington team that we know we can pick on. They're not as bad as they once were. I've been propping them up as potential like pivots and tournaments and whatnot. We're still 21% K, 270 average, 141 ISO versus lefties. Henry's definitely in play as a value at $7,000. Now below that, like I like Wesneski. I don't think he's fully stretched out. They're gonna have an opener actually for Wesneski in that game. No, they're not actually. I don't think he's fully stretched out. Let's put it that way. So maybe another start before we start going to Hayden Wesneski. Other than that, there's really nothing I like down here. So recapping pitching, go Gausman or Brown if you want. I said multi-entry. Make sure you have some. I get it. If we're playing single and 3-max, Mitch Keller is my dude at 10-9. That's the guy I want up there in cash. I want Mitch Keller at 10-9. Now, as you go down, though, Giolito at 89 in tournaments, Paxton 86 almost has a cash game vibe to him. Those are interesting. I like Clark Schmidt at 79 quite a bit, Musgrove at 78 quite a bit, and then Tommy Henry at 7K. So I know everybody loves, like, giving my 4 top pitchers. It's Mitch Keller, Clark Schmidt, Joe Musgrove, Tommy Henry. You got those 4 guys. It allows you to get all the bats you possibly want. So let's have some fun with that. Speaking of bats on this 12-game Tuesday slate, catcher's position for you here. Will Smith, the Great American Small Park at $5,700 versus Weaver. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Big fan of that one. Some other ones, though. You got Elias Diaz, Brevia's opening, followed by the one, the only, Sean Manaea. So Elias Diaz at $4,900 is obviously a really good play as well. Some cheaper guys, I guess technically a few dollars cheaper. Sean Murphy versus Cookie Carrasco at 45. I'm a fan of that in a big way. I love William Contreras. I know he's very, very tournament dependent, but he gets Kyle Gibson at $4,300, so I could see it. Mitch Garver at 43 versus Libertor in a tournament. Garver's played really, really well since getting called back up. I know Libertor's good. I just don't think he's as good as he's been advertised so far. So if you want to throw a little Mitch Garver in there, that's fine. Going below 4K, though. We got Tyler Stevenson at 42 against Gonsolin and Great American. I'm good there. Blake Sable of the Giants is 42 versus Denells and Lamet. Steep price tag, put it as Coors, so I get it. Now we go below 4K. Now it gets fun. Patrick Bailey is $3,600 for Denells and Lamet. Love that play. Love that play. Love that play. Love that. Sable's been good, but if I can get $600 cheaper and get Bailey, I'll take the savings. I'm on board with that one. Going down low threes, if Victor Caratini catches in Milwaukee, he's 31 versus Gibson. I played Caratini over the weekend. He went deep. He's got that appeal. It won't happen all the time, but he's got the value upside at the position. Below 3K now, it's murkier. It's much, much murkier. Gabriel Moreno of Arizona is $2,800 versus Jake Irvin. I like attacking Irvin. Arizona is definitely a stack on this slate. So if you want Gabriel Moreno for cheap, that'd be a dude to look at. One of my favorite plays, if he's in the lineup, Miguel Amaya. He came up earlier in the year, flexed his muscle. He's been in with a ton of power in the minors. Back to the minors. Just got called up over the weekend. Went deep again on Sunday. He's the Cubs catcher, Miguel Amaya. He's $2,300 versus Tyler Anderson. I love the Cubs. I love anybody versus Tyler Anderson. So Miguel Amaya at $2,300 is very good. If not, you can play his teammate, Yan Gomes. But I hope Amaya is in there for that price point at $2,300. First base for you. You can go Otani anytime you want, but give me Matt Olson at $5,600 versus Carrasco. I like that a lot. Freddie Freeman in Great American Small Park at 54 is outstanding. That's like you're basically getting Freeman at his regular price when he's playing in Coors Field. It's awesome. It's like going to be Freeman at $5,400. Like, let's just look at the mispriced while we see it. DK needs to start pricing players in Great American like they're in Coors Field because actually Great American plays better than Coors Field for bats. So figure it out. Just throwing it out there. just some little guy that, you know, podcasts out of his home office. I can tell you that, DK. Figure it out. So Freddie Freeman at 54. We're on board there. Rowdy Tellez versus Gibson at 47. If you want to attack Kyle Gibson, I'll just tell you this much. Attacking Kyle Gibson, it works like 50% of the time. It's what it feels like. Or you can do the whole Anchorman reference if you want. But Gibson either pitches a gem or he gets shelled. So it's a tournament stack with Milwaukee. Just keep that in mind when you get tilted, when it doesn't work out. Spencer Steers, $4,500 versus Tony Gonsolin. And the one thing that's fun is Gonsolin, he's like stretched out, but not fully stretched out, like, because he's like 80 pitch stretched out. But there's some guys tweeting things out. I think it was Ryan Roof of RotoWire. He does the bullpen stuff. Great guy. He's been on Bench with Bubba many times. Great, great individual. Great human. Great analyst. And he was talking about the Dodgers had like the best bullpen in baseball in 2022. They have like the 26th ranked bullpen in baseball in 2023. It's dreadful. So it makes it even better. Because like last year, it was like, okay, well, Gonsolin will only go 4 or 5. They bring this awesome bullpen and we're in trouble. Not so much this season. So in Great American Small Park, it makes sense that even more appealing. So Spencer Steer at 45. I like if you're stacking up Cincy. Christian Walker, hopefully he's done with his food poisoning. He's $4,100 versus Jake Irvin. You got Lamont Wade Jr. and Coors at 4K versus Lamet. I'm a big fan of that, to be honest with you. Same with Nolan Jones, first base outfield at $3,800. He's got Brebbia and then Sean Manaea in that matchup. So those are both in play for you. Cheaper plays, low 3Ks. We might go straight into the twos here. Yeah, we're going straight into the twos here. Not a ton. Like maybe Montero gets to start for Colorado. Elias Montero, he's first base, third base. He's $2,900. He'd be really good against Manaea. That'd be a dude to have circled if he's in there. Man, Luke Baker of St. Louis is $2,500 versus Dane Dunning. He'd be a potential punt if you need it. If you're fading Giolito, Jake Bowers is $2,400. He's a tournament type play. He's an all or nothing dude down here. John Singleton is DHing for Milwaukee. He'll probably hit like fifth. He's $2,100 versus Gibson. He is the epitome of boomer bust, but not a ton of value. I like it at first base. Pay up a little bit at the position. Second base, Betts at 6K is awesome and great. Now that's priced appropriately. Thank you. You got Marcus Semien at 57, Gleyber Torres. Jonathan India left with an injured back on Monday, but all reports say he will start on Tuesday. He's $5,300. So Betts and India are just fine in those. But Nico Horner could be the sneakier one at $5,200 because most people won't pay for that when they see the other guys up here. Nico going up against Tyler Anderson at 52 is 100% in play. Ketel Marte is swinging it really well. He's 5K versus Jake Irvin. That's another one. Nolan Gorman at 49 versus Dunning. Ozzie Albies at 45. That's a really good price point compared to those other guys up top. Getting Ozzie Albies at $4,500 is pretty, pretty sweet. Low 4Ks into the threes for you now. Owen Miller's 4K. But Casey Schmidt of the Giants, second base shortstop eligible at $3,800. I like him in this one. A few others for you. Whit Merrifield, not against Hunter Brown, but keep him in mind for the future. Valdez of Boston is $2,900 versus Bieber. And this is a smaller slate. I'd be all in on targeting Bieber. I don't think you have to get that cute, but Bieber sucks. Like, too much contact. It's going to blow up really bad one of these days, and I'm here for it. So keep an eye on that. Oh, and the one I'll mention, because I went by him because he still has IL next to his name, but he's scheduled to return on Tuesday. Thyro Estrada of the Giants, back $5,000. Love me some Thyro in my life. Third base position for you got Rafael Devers with Biebs at 52. Yes, please. But Ryan McMahon at 51 is probably your top pay-up spot. He's just on fire for the last 2 weeks, so keep riding that wave. J-Ram at 5K is fine. I'd still pay $5,100 for Ryan McMahon. That'd be my dude. But they got Muncy in Great American Small Park at 49. That's a good pivot. Josh Young at 48 is fine too. Austin Riley at 48, not bad. I still prefer Muncy and McMahon if I'm paying up, looking at these price points for now. You got J.D. Davis and Coors at 47. So he's priced up, and I don't know if I want to pay that right now. For J.D.'s awesome, don't get me wrong, but when I can get Muncy for 49 or McMahon for 51, makes it a bit challenging in those regards. Patrick Wisdom, here's your tournament type stuff. We love him versus lefties. He's 4K versus Tyler Anderson. If you're ever going to play Patrick Wisdom, I'm not saying you have to play him. If you're ever going to, Tuesday night's the night. Like, this is the kind of setup you're looking for against Tyler Anderson. Going below 4K now, you got Jaime Candelario at 39 versus Henry. Again, if you're not using Henry, I love Candyman. Some other guys down here for you. Man, Brett Beatty just cannot get going. It's horrific. Mentioned Elias Montero. He's $2,900 versus Brebbia and Manaea. Not too much else down here unless something seriously changes come lineup time. shortstop position for you. I got Corey Seager at 56. He's been crushing it, so I have no problem lefty-lefty. But Dansby Swanson at 52 versus Anderson is definitely in play for you. Down in McLean of Cincinnati is $4,500 versus Gonsolin. I'm definitely behind that one. Paul DeJong's $3,900 versus Dunning. We love him more versus lefties, but he's swinging it good enough. Ezekiel Tovar at $3,700 is a really good play. He's had about two strong weeks here, starting to get like he's starting to show the guy that we thought he was in the minor leagues. Let's hope this continues on here. But he's $3,700 versus the Giants in Coors, so I like that with Tovar quite a bit. B-Cross, $3,200 versus Lamet, if you want to go that direction. Ezekiel Duran's $3,000 versus Liberatore. I don't mind that. That is a very enticing play for you. Other than that, though, Christian Arroyo did return from the IL. He's $2,400. Monasterio for Milwaukee. He's been hitting second for the Brew Crew. He's $2,400. So you do have a couple of value guys if you really, really need it. I'm just not running to make some of those happen. Outfield position, you know, with the pitchers I mentioned, you don't have to take value everywhere. You can find a couple of them, you're good to go. Outfield position, Ronald Acuna Jr. is always in play at $6,400. Thank you very much. Betts at $6,000. We like a ton. The Yordan call worked out pretty well on Monday. Hope you all enjoyed that. Corbin Carroll at 54, I love first Jake Irvin. Big fan of that one. Adelis Garcia versus Liberatore is not too shabby. Masataka Yoshida at $5,000 versus Shane Bieber is very nice as well. JD Martinez might be one of the hottest hitters in all of baseball. He's $5,000 versus Weaver. That is a phenomenal play considering the price tag of some of his other guys above him. Good spot there for Mr. J. Just Dongs. Martinez, you go down farther, though, you got the likes of hopefully Jake Fraley's back from his allergies. He's $4,600 versus Gonsolin. He'd be a very good play if his allergies were fine. That was bizarro world to me on Monday. Lane Thomas does hit lefties really, really well. So if you're not using Tommy Henry, Lane Thomas at $4,400 is a very good tournament play. Very good tournament play. Randall Grichuk at 44 and Coors is not bad. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. continues to hit everything. He's $4,300 versus Irvin. So he'd be another guy to keep on your radar. Blake Sable at 42. Talked about him. I prefer him at catcher, but if you want to go real crazy with the Giants stack, there he is. Brenton Doyle at $4,000 versus Brebbie and Minaya. That is in play for you as well. Going below $4,000 now, you got Nolan Jones at 38, who we like. Dalton Varsho, no. Pavin Smith is $3,600 versus Irvin. Smith should be hitting middle of the order there, DHing probably for Arizona. So he's $3,600 in that matchup. Taylor Ward is back, and he's crushing it. I wrote him up in a Fantasy Pros article that came out Monday, and he's destroying baseballs again. He's $3,300 versus Wesneski as a phenomenal value. If he does what he's doing for one more week, he'll be back to the mid-fours, the low-fives, like he used to be. So Ward at $3,300, enjoy the price tag while you can. Jake McCarthy's $3,300, makes for a good tournament play with his stolen base upside. Low threes into the twos. Eddie Rosario at 31, I like him a lot for a home run upside against Carrasco. Michael Harris the second, God, he got to get going. He's $3,000, that's an enticing price tag in that matchup. Below $3,000, though, who do we want to play here? Jolks again, he had the grand slam. I talked about him as a value on Monday, had a grand slam on Monday. I'm not looking to fade Gossman, but if you're looking for a fade, a cheap guy that can go deep is interesting. I'll say that. Not a lock by any means. You got Fairchild in Great American at $2,500. That'd be a better one to probably go look at to save some money. Jake Bowers at 24 again, talked about him a little bit ago. Joey Weimer at $2,300. He's been really turning it on, so I'm a fan there. You got Benson of Cincinnati at $2,300. He's super cheap as well. So, yeah, check out if DeLuca gets the start for the Dodgers. He's $2,200. He's got a ton of power, so he'd be another guy to keep an eye on. So, see what the lineups come out with. Get your value that way. Recapping your pitching, my top four pitchers, Keller, Schmidt, Musgrove, and Henry. Obviously, there's a few others you can use. Those are my top four. If you're stacking things up on this slate, Arizona versus Jake Irvin, I like a lot. You know, Dodgers and Cincinnati, I like the Dodgers more than Cincy, but I like them both. The Great American Small Park stack. Love Atlanta versus Carrasco. That'd be another one for you. Yeah, Great America, or you got Coors Field, Giants and Rockies, both 100% in play. Chicago versus Tyler Anderson. So if you're not using Colorado, Cubs, Atlanta, Arizona, Great American Small Park. That's where I'm looking to build some stacks on this slate. Should be another fun one. Again, if you're you want to get my cheat sheet, It comes out at Gain of the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, $5 a month gets you that. Comes out about a half hour to an hour before lock. We got the Discord going over there as well, which I'm in every single day. Then you can find all my written content, podcasts, and everything when I tweet it out on Twitter at BDNTricks. So go check all that out. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow with another episode of Quick Hits. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, June 6th edition. I'm out.